Podfix.
Good morning. How are you? You're listening to Mouse and Weens.
Yes. Yes, you are. This is Mouse. This is Joelle. Hello, everybody. We are going through really busy times right now, so we decided to do a best of episode. This one is one of our favorites. It is from July 2018, episode 23, and we hope it gives you laughs. It makes me laugh every single time. I don't know. I talk about posting my cool sculpting before and after pictures and videos, and originally I did, and then I took them down. So I'm going to have to look for them again, and I will post them somewhere. I have to get my courage up. I know I will post them on Patreon, so if that's interesting to you, you can go there and become part of the family, because that's my my inner circle safe place with everybody. In the meantime, enjoy this episode, and here we go.
Aha! Good morning, Mouse and Weens.
We're good morning for us. It's morning for you. We don't know what time it is.
Any time of the day.
Yes.
We would not know. There's no way of knowing who's out there.
Unless you tell us
what you're listening to. Weens, it is flipping 7:30 a.m. for us. This is our earliest podcast ever done.
Why is that?
Why is this so early? Please tell.
Why? Because I don't know. Someone invented time? What do you mean?
You have to zoom off to work.
Oh.
She's got a jobby job, folks. She is back on the scene.
Snoop Doggy Dog.
With the weeds. Yeah. What are you working on? What's your
latest gig? It's a new show called The Rookie. It's on ABC.
Mm.
My friend and mentor type is Greg Beeman, who's directing and producing on it. So I thought it would be fun to work with him. He was kind enough to get me hooked up with the guys, and now I'm part of the show.
Big Greg. Thanks, Greg. Yeah.
Greg, it's good.
You liking it?
Yeah, it's been only a week so far, but yeah, it's cool. Everyone's really nice. The people in my department.
Yes.
Are very nice. George Shockley and friends. And it's been cool so far. I mean, they're just nice people. I don't know much about the show. I saw the pilot. This is the direction we're going.
Okay.
It's beautiful LA. So like when we're looking for locations, it's beautiful LA where bad things happen.
Oh.
So
nice.
It's going to be a very... You know, there's a lot of cop shows that are in the seedy, dirty parts of town.
Mm.
And this one is going to be beautiful. There's going to be a lot of...
That's a lot of pressure to find beautiful locations.
Yeah.
Does that cut out a lot of categories for you when you're...
I kind of like it because it narrows it down and I am not stuck in back alleys and weird places. So where
are the locations? Do you have to go to beautiful Santa Monica? Beautiful...
There's a lot of beautiful
beachy
on my side of the world, which I also enjoy. Yeah, but there'll be, you know, things that have murals and bright colors. But if you're looking for
beautiful
a drug house, you would look for
a beautiful,
cute drug house with a kind of funky neighborhood.
I heard there's some good cute ones on B Street. Yeah, cute little drug houses.
Oh, sister.
I know.
But yeah, the writing's good. The show's gonna be good. What just happened? I dropped my ear set. I just pretended to pick up where we left off.
I know.
What?
I don't know. We were just going back and forth on the I knows. Anyway.
I know.
I love you.
I love you. Oh, you too. What have you been doing? Tell me about your trip to Mexico.
Everybody. I was in Mexico, everybody. We went, it was the first week of summer with the kids, and we went down to Puerto Vallarta, a little resort area, Nuevo Vallarta, and spent a week with the grandparents and the pools and the water slides and the iguanas and crocodiles and toads.
And I saw pictures, or mosquitoes. I talked to you guys on FaceTime, Mouse. Forgive me. Continue.
No, that was it. Mosquitoes.
Oh, oh, mosquitoes.
Yeah, got some bites.
Well, it looked like it was beautiful post-storm weather. It looked like you guys were in some hurricane season.
That's right. Yeah, I forgot. We FaceTimed. Well, we did WhatsApp. Nice little shout out to that great app where you use Wi-Fi to call people when you're abroad so you don't get any roaming charges. Hate those.
I think that's a... You just set feminism back 20 years. Did you just call me abroad? Hey. Oh, my God. You would not believe the things that happened before 7:30 a.m.
Zing, zing, zap.
Zing, zap, crazy. Zoom. I was talking about Yanni. She said something about, you better get your yawns out.
Yeah, like, I said, get your yawns.
Get your yawnies out. I was like, he's in my bed right now. And then I made her imagine if he were secretly tiptoeing behind me as I'm talking right now, trying to leave.
No, I think my favorite image was you saying that he was on the pillow next to you with his big mustache all crumpled up.
Oh, his mustache. And I called his mustache fierce. Because it is.
Yeah. Goals for everybody. Fierce mustaches, please.
I just wish someone would sing, like if someone had one of those, because probably some men out there, if you have a mustache that's kind of flowing, kind of like Yosemite Sam where it's kind of soft and long, but maybe if you just grew it out over your lips that where you sang, then you poked a little sing hole through the mustache. And then sing your song. That's what I want to see. Is there anyone out there?
Like a little comb with tissue paper over it in a kazoo style, but with hair, lip hair. Maybe it would add a little trill to your voice. I don't know. One never knows what would happen. Or would it be more like a little... An album.
Would it be called Trills and Thrills? Sorry. Wait. Go ahead.
It might be like a little vocal car wash. Scrubbing back and forth, creating a little bubbly noise for you. I don't know. Yeah, it would be a good experiment. I'd like to see that.
Or if anybody would like to come over, we can have a mustache car wash competition. Or you just come over to my house because my car was really dirty. I went out last night. And then if you just had people like who came over but only in wife beater t-shirts, and you came over with your long mustache and you took a little section of the car, and then you had to like start from top to bottom with your suds. You put suds on it and put a little water, and like who can clean the fastest, but you have to tie your hands behind your back and just use your mustache. So it's a soap and suds mustache competition. Come over.
See, I had a different car wash in mind. I was thinking more of a Hot Wheels, small little cars that you attach your tongue to a big track and you start the car in your mouth, and then it has to come through the mustache and down, and then it gets judged to see how clean it is.
So it gets judged.
Yes, you have a panel of judges. That's, I mean, how else would the contest win?
Brow sweating element. Yeah, jeez. Okay.
Anyway.
Well, it has to be judged.
Zing, zang, zong. Look at these ideas, folks. We're just bonging around here in their little sound studio.
Okay. Yeah.
The coffee's starting to work.
But the coffee's working. Boy, are you lucky that your husband's a patent attorney. Because these ideas, we got to stamp these solid real quick.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. Anyway, so Mexico was great. Lord.
Back to boring real life.
Boring! Yeah, who cares?
Great. It was great. Oh, we chased iguanas around. What was that?
You tasted iguanas?
We chased iguanas around. Yeah, we had these attack iguanas. The resort. So they have iguanas all over the place, and you will lay in your lounge chair, and they just randomly jump up on your lounge chair and try to eat your food. And if you're not ready for it, it's really scary to have a like 3-foot lizard jump up on your leg all of a sudden. Let's just say that. It's like this attack resort. And they had ticks hanging off of them.
Oh, God.
I know. Here we go again. And they weren't just little black ticks. They were big white dime-sized ticks. I'm going to post a picture because it was so disgusting. And it makes me feel ill every time I think about it. and my husband and kids were trying to pull the ticks off of them.
Oh, God.
By distracting them with food with one hand and then grabbing the tick with a napkin in the other hand. It was so gross. I know.
Before coffee.
I know. I'm sorry.
This is too much.
I'm sorry. But,
blood-filled tick.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you have your ticks on it.
No, I don't even want to talk about it yet. It's too much.
Can I just say it really quick? Okay, because I have a great visual to go with this.
Yes.
Wayne's hates ticks on a stick. Right? Just a stick with lots of
the idea of culminated, like, one stick with, like, these bulbous bodies filled with blood. That's, I mean, who would like that? I don't, maybe someone out there, but, but the idea of these things culminated on a log or something.
But why? Is it the symmetry? Is it that they're all stacked up right next to each other, ready to... Like maybe bubble wrap? Like, does bubble Indiana wrap make Jones you feel sick?
I could show you a picture of the thing that... There's one that fell off my tree. It's just a stick with a lot of black-looking, shiny, bulbous things stuck. I don't know. Like, maybe it's some reptilian... Why do I always... Something in your brain. Reptiles. That is like a disease or something, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah.
Or all something's right, so. Like bulbousing out of a limb. I don't know.
Got it.
Does anyone have any... Maybe someone relates to this. But all especially right. If it's shiny, like if it's spider eyes looking, maybe it's like too many... I don't want to talk about this anymore.
She's getting weak in the knees. I have a great little video I'm going to post that I took just for you, knowing that you have this thing. So
sick.
Yeah.
Do you have a thing like that? Anything that just makes you queasy?
I get, well, mine is more like nails on a chalkboard kind of stuff, but I cannot handle, okay, you know the little carnation cups of ice cream that come with the little wooden spoon?
Oh, I love those.
When you take a bite of the ice cream and then you put it in your mouth with the little wooden spoon and then you pull that wooden spoon out between your lips, which are pulled taut, and just that feeling of the wood spoon against your lips as you pull it out. I hate that. I hate it. Really? I can't. It just, that skeeves me out. I hate it more than life itself. It's the worst. Worst, worst. I won't buy those for my kids just for that reason, because they can't
but
be
around
me.
But you're depriving them of the best experience in the world, especially the strawberry swirls.
They can save it till college. They can figure it out when they go to the Golden Skate ice skating rink. Wait, what?
We used to go
roller
to
skating
rink
parties. And that's what we get, right?
Didn't they we have were those? Raised on that roller skating rink, the Golden Skate, and that's where.
That's right.
That's where my sister Mouse learned how to stick her hands in back pockets of boys when they skated backwards. Didn't you?
The
you
boys that could
butts.
The boys that could Rex or shoot the duck. Oh, back
the Rex
off world. I'm in. Yeah.
They usually had some kind of a mullet type hairdo with those because they were real hot dogs.
And if they wore white and then they turned on the black light and everyone glowed. Oh, the tushes and the white jeans.
Everyone looked like Andy Gibb to Mouse.
Their mustaches flowing around as they skated.
They
really
did not have
fast.
Mustaches. They were little twinks. They were like 9 years old.
Little lip hair.
Little hairless rats, those guys. I've seen them all.
12-year-old budding mechanics floating around like Steve Perry.
Steve Perry sings, Sherry.
Love.
You know what? Everybody, like when you watch that movie, the Hot Wet American Summer, what's another one that kind of, I guess that dazed and confused you, but we really did have a certain era that you could really type it out. TYPE.
Yeah, wait. I'm thinking Billy Zabka.
Why would I spell that? You don't spell type. Sorry, go ahead.
Billy Zabka in Karate Kid, even though he was the bad guy, he looked so fine. He was my guy. And I stood next to him in line at Disneyland for real when I was like 13. And I had feelings I'd never felt before. Maybe he'll sit on the Matterhorn with me and maybe he'll be in back and wrap his hands around my front.
Oh my gosh.
But no, he went in a different car. Growl.
Here's another one of our celebrity stories that goes nowhere. This one is number 84 and a half.
Okay.
And then we saw George Wendt, and then he came out of the, and then he left. And then we saw.
Oh, I was waiting for your next story. You're talking about Billy Zabka? No, that's a real story, bro. That was as close as I get to talking about George Wendt.
Yeah. Okay, that's who I fantasized on roller skates. So shut up. No, seriously, my sister was interested in Kirk Cameron from Growing Pains.
Oh, he was the best.
And you had all your little like magazine cutouts all over your closet. Mm.
Ralph Macchio made it on the wall.
Guess who I was interested in?
Yes.
Bruce Willis.
Oh, no. He's hot. Like, he's back,
an
though.
Old dad-sized man.
You have a chance
with
him.
I was young.
He's around and willing and able. They're doing a celebrity roast on him, I think.
Really?
This week or something on Comedy Central. Yeah. It was cute.
Do you want to talk about any... Sorry, go ahead.
No,
we
that's
We are
it.
Sponsored by Dream Dinners. Oh my gosh, you guys.
More celebrity stories that go nowhere.
Right now, I'm giving you the biggest life hack, the game changer that really made me feel good about family meal times again. DreamDinners.com or MouseAndWeans.com to get the link and enter MouseAndWeans99 at checkout. If you're in the local area of Poway or San Marcos, you will get $99 off your first full order, and you can choose to have free delivery while we are in shutdown. But Dream Dinners is a meal prep service. It's different than the others. It doesn't come necessarily fresh in a box, and if you don't cook it right away, it rots. It's already wonderfully prepared in bags, and you pop them in your freezer, you pop them into your fridge when you're ready to thaw them out and cook them up, and you have yourself a nice, fresh, gourmet dinner on the table that's really easy to prepare, about 20-30 minutes. Anyone can do it. The kids do it. Dave helps me do it. The foods are so great. The meals are wonderful. Charlotte was just saying how excited she was to see a bunch of our new Dream Dinner bags ready to go for the week. So she couldn't wait for our mealtime, which is what I want as a mom. And I hope you do too. This is also great for single folks and even for your parents. If someone's older and doesn't want to spend a lot of time shopping, prepping, cooking, this is the perfect option for them. So do go to dreamdinners.com, enter MouseAndWeans99 at checkout if you're local. Otherwise, choose your location and just go for it. It's not a subscription. You can end anytime, but go to dreamdinners.com and change your life.
No, seriously, you had an experience with a doctor. Do you want to talk about that?
Yes. All right. I'm putting
Before,
this out there.
Middle, after.
Okay. Especially the middle.
Whoa.
I got cool sculpting done. Bum, bum, bum. I can't talk. Well, I still can't talk. I don't know where to go with this. No, I was going to keep this totally under wraps because I feel like any sort of plastic surgery, body enhancement, stuff like this is cheating. I feel like I have bucked the system. I didn't do my proper time and working out. I didn't do my proper eating and starvation diet. And therefore, I'm a cheater and a thief.
You have three children. You birthed.
Yeah. Yeah, and my other side of contention with this is everyone should just be happy with the body that God gave them and move it along and stop thinking about yourself so much and looking in the mirror and just be. So
these are the voices that are in our heads all the time. But then the secret voice says, I just want to look better because it would make me feel better, which is totally fine.
Right, yes. And ever since I was 12, 13, 14, whatever. When I do a sit-up, I had that roll right in the middle, and it's never gone away, no matter how teeny tiny I was, no matter...
And you were skinny.
I was a twig. Do you remember those basketball videos of me in high school?
It just looked like one of those things at the car lots where you put air in them, and then they just advertise it like, poof, woo, woo, like the weird basketball moves and the long flying arms and legs.
But just imagine it wearing Dove shorts and these little stick legs coming out. That's kind of my look. That was what I was going for with my knobby knees.
I thought, by the way, that's like the perfect model body. I would just say, God. Like, I was more the what people term meat brick.
And
no. I came out like a big old chunk of slab no. of sausage, and you came out like the nice stealth, like the Summer's Eve commercial. Excuse my French. But where you could wear the camisole and like run through the flowers and everything's fine. And I was just like the big old meaty.
Shut up. You were not.
No. It's fine with me.
We're yeah, the. Anyway, go ahead. The Bert and Ernie of bodies. No, you're
Which
not round.
Okay.
No.
No, I am. I'm the round one. You're the. Yeah.
Well.
No, we would always do that. I would relate to the moon. You would relate to the. Like. Well, you would be the half moon.
Banana.
The full moon. Yeah, the banana. I was always the cherry. It doesn't matter.
Oh, my God. No, but. Care. But
okay, anyway, cool. What the fuck is cool sculpting, please?
Okay, yes. So it is. You find that little fat pad, the little trouble spot that just won't go away. So mine is my middle. I've been working out for 6 months, like hard, like just about every day of the week, like for an hour.
She's
burning
doing that orange theory, by the way.
Yeah, and I can burn, you know, 550 calories a day and watching what I eat, like seriously, bird peck eating. And I still can't get rid of this middle, dude. And
bird peck eating, guys.
Yes.
Just write that one down, please.
Right? Got it? So it is a technique that you go to one of these medical spas, and it's a chunk of change you do have to commit. But they also finance it over time, so I worked it out per month. It was very doable. And it takes 30 minutes per area. They deemed that I needed 4 areas done in my abdomen. 2, like, it's kind of a oblong, it's like a hot dog shape. The sucky thing that they put on your, yes, that they put on your spot. And so I needed 4 spots done with this hot dog vacuum. And, okay, so imagine a big eraser. It looks like a big, roundy hot dog eraser. Mm-hmm. And attached to a big vacuum hose, and you lay down on this chair. They draw on you first of all, so they like really outline your fat and shame you
Why
in front of a
do
mirror.
That? I think it's like I think that's all for their own show, so they could charge so much as they make it. Like I don't know.
Yes, it's
marking
very,
you up. It's very
it's
dramatic.
A decorative art piece. I actually posted the videos and my commentary on our Facebook group. So for Ooh. All the listeners out there, go to Facebook, look up groups, look up Mouse and Weens, and you have to ask to be added. It's a private closed group because I wasn't going to put this out super publicly just for the people that actually know us and might care about us.
No,
it won't make fun of me because I'm tender. Yay. Anyway, yeah, so they stick these wands on you and turn on the machine. It's attached to a big Hoover and turn it on and it
Hoovering,
sucks up your
also
fat.
A term in narcissism. Sorry, go ahead.
All right. Yeah, let's get into
No.
A little of that. No.
I just wanted to segue.
Beep, okay. Beep, beep, beep. Bum, bum, and you lay there for 30 minutes each section, and it just feels like this vacuumy, super cold thing stuck to your stomach, and you watch the big TV, Comedy Central, Dumb and Dumber was on, and the movie Tammy was on, starring Melissa McCarthy and Susan Sarandon. And I actually turned the sound all the way down and just watched the pictures because I was listening to podcasts.
this sounds like it would make me want to punch someone having cold on you. I don't know why. Like having a cold thing suck to you, it would make me want to punch.
Okay. Yes, I did. I punched out the technician. Poor Jasmine was her name. And she talked with vocal fry like a Kardashian. I kind of don't trust her. I hope she did a good job. But anyway,
vocal frot?
Vocal fry. You know what that is?
It's when someone goes like that, and remember?
It's more like this when people are talking like super cool.
Is it an affectation or a
I believe so.
Problem?
I think it's a Kardashian cool thing. And I like to say Kardashian as if I'm from Illinois. Did you like that?
I like
every once in a while, those A's.
Yeah, hands-on Kardashian.
Exactly. All right.
Yeah.
So they suck up your fat. It doesn't feel super cold. It just feels numb, kind of. And then they massage it. They do a hands-on massage, and they take a double-gloved hand, and they knead your belly like a big pile of frozen dough. It's
I
really
would punch. This is where
I've filmed it. It is on our Facebook group page. If you want to see my fat stomach being kneaded, it is wild. It's crazy. Ow. So, yeah. And now, right now, so this is day 3. I got it done on Saturday, so today's Monday. It's numb still and sore. So it feels like I've done a bunch of sit-ups, and it feels like I had a sunburn that just turned into like a numb burn. It's numb, just the top of my skin.
Everything's great at 7:30 in the morning. So, okay, wait. So they've frozen your fat cells and you're supposed to poop them out? Can we just get to that basic structure of...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like when people talk about putting things on their...
Ticks on a stick and pooping out fat cells.
Yay,
yeah, they massage it up, and I guess that just breaks up the old broken up adipose tissue, adipocytes, adipose cells, fat cells. And they just metabolize. Your body metabolizes them over time, and they just get excreted how your body gets rid of stuff. And it takes three months to see results.
Okay. Yeah. Yanni, I'm sorry, Yanni was just commenting. He was just saying, oh, that's great. And do you want to say it here or he doesn't?
Ask him where are his trouble spots? Where's his fat stored?
It's underneath his mustache. He hides it very well. He's got one giant fat upper lip area.
Sick.
What's the part of the lip that is above the upper lip? It's the upper? What is that part called?
The side flange? Crevice.
Flank steak? The crevasse?
I think so. Something like
that. Okay, anyway, go ahead. Sorry, he's back in bed.
Excuse you.
Okay.
Oh, Yanni got me.
Yanni! Yanni! I think you're the most for me.
Mullet Yanni.
So, yeah, sorry, 3 months.
3 months, you see results. So I'm going to take some before and after pictures. And once I scrub the Sharpie off, I still haven't scrubbed it off. And then I'm going to get my flanks done. Speaking of flank steaks, they call your back fat, your bra, under bra area, and muffin top.
What do they really call that?
Flanks? I don't know. Yeah, just your...
Disgusting.
The official back fat area. And because, the whole point is I have no waistline, and I would like to wear a dress with a belt and not look like a big hot dog with a belt on, because I feel like I just go straight down. I'm a tree trunk of a body type, and I have no curve. And I've always wanted to know what it's like to
have
a curve.
I just want to say, welcome to my world. I've been a water weenie my whole life. That's hence the name Weens. But really just like a big old, like if you slicked me up, I'd be just like an old water weenie. But you know what? It's great because I can, like people can sit on me and it'd just be like riding the log ride.
Like the banana boat ride out in Mexico. You just hop along.
That's nice. Yeah.
Right? Get towed along.
Full circle.
Oh my
god. Tutelage. It's a tutelage. I just want to say that word. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, so the waistline. Like I'm gonna go downhill pretty fast here, folks. So this is my last chance. Well, you know, middle age. Hormones are changing. I just know things are changing. I can tell it's really hard to diet and exercise and keep my body looking the way it did. And this is just going to be a nice little jump start to get rid of that spot and then incentive to keep it up. Like, I don't want to drop all this coin and then just flub it back up again with a spaghetti and wine.
Roker. Yeah.
That's right. Did he gain it back?
No, I'm just saying he kept it off.
Okay, yeah.
I couldn't think of anyone else but Al Roker. I don't know why.
How about Mama June from...
little
girl show?
Nope,
Honey Boo Boo.
No,
she did a big gastric bypass thing and I think gained it all back. So
really?
It's a toughie. Yeah.
I just watched Intervention and a guy was addicted to hand sanitizer and he had had gastric bypass. And then after he had it, his stomach lining was not as good. So then he would drink hand sanitizer and then it would mess him up more. Anyway, Al Roker, continue.
Hand sanitizer. Actually, Charlotte calls it hand sanitizer. It's my favorite.
Ham, H-A-M, as
hand
in Mary?
Hand sanitizer.
Oh,
it's
Sam.
Sanitizer.
That's so cute.
And I'm never going to correct her. I'm going to let her say it till she's 40 and hope she never figures it out.
That was like Mom was Santa Claus. We were the last people to know. And I was just telling the story the other day to my friend when I was sitting there.
Wait, can we bleep this out?
Oh.
This is like a radio no-no. What if kids are listening? Just in case.
Okay.
Sorry.
Continue.
Yeah.
Al Roker.
Al. Back to Al, because he just full circles right back. No, I want to hear more about your gig yesterday, too. We were going to try to record yesterday, but you had a thing going on.
Oh, yeah.
What were you doing?
Well, I was playing at the famous Spoke restaurant down off the L.A. River. So it's part, you can get your bike fixed and you can also eat granola and hear people singing to you.
Yay.
And not pay attention.
So did you do a new set? Is this a...
Well, when guitar Dan Mahoney came over this time to rehearse the songs, he likes to do covers for tips and then... Because it's that kind of environment, I guess. It's more of a background noise, music while you eat kind of place.
So you mean
but then
people
I
have
said,
to suggest, and then they
no,
tip
I'm just
to
saying,
get their
like,
song
he uses this experience at the Spoke Place as, like, oh, this is kind of a cover kind of joint. People aren't coming to see you to see your original songs. They just kind of want to hear, like,
right.
Oh, I recognize that Cat Stevens song. And then they eat their freaking granola. No, I don't know why I get so mad. I'm mad. I think the first couple times it was just like, nobody pays attention. They were just with their faces in their granola. So now it's just become this place where people just, like, just imagine everyone eating granola, just like granola, granola, like, remember, and murmuring to each other, not paying attention to the band. I don't know why. But now I don't care. Now I was like, oh.
This is fascinating because I do. I always think about the musician at the place. Like, what is going through their mind as people are kind of half listening and half clapping at the end, and they're just part of the whole scene. Yeah, okay, this is good.
Yeah, but then I'm like that weird rogue person that's like, I want to rock and make people listen to these songs. And then all they keep doing is coming out. Like, there'll be someone from the restaurant comes out and is like, can you please turn it down? I just keep seeing them going, turn it down.
They're not here but for then, you. They're here for the granola.
Yeah, they're here for the granola. You're the best. You're the granola enhancer. But I don't want to be the granola enhancer.
You're
I want
talking.
To be like the main course that like, makes people drop their spoon and say, ooh, yeah. Anyway, so I forced
so do you, you turn it up to get their attention to like, break up conversations. You should just do that. Slowly escalate
yes.
the volume and producing
you,
people
okay,
are
wait,
yelling
I
over
mean,
their granola.
But wait, I have done that. And I even created a song to scare them. Wait, can I play it? Because it... I did.
Yeah.
I told Guitar Dan because I go, let's write some originals and play him this time. So he came over before, like a few days before, because we did it yesterday or Saturday, whatever. And so I, can I play it real
yes,
quick?
Yes, do. Oh
okay,
my
talk
God.
Amongst yourselves. Let me just. Okay. But I'm not really prepared for it, so. Me. It's all about me. But.
Oh, wait. While you do that, I'm going to do some little shout outs to. Our friends and listeners, okay? We have, forget it. I'll do this at the end. No, go ahead. Are you ready?
Okay. I'll All just right. do it real quick because, okay, it's a ridiculous, but I did want them to, like, pay attention suddenly. So it starts off like this. Oh, my thing's out of tune, but it's okay. Ready?
Uh-huh.
Ooh, when you walked through the door, I knew you were the one for me. Oh, sorry. With your frizzy hair and your chocolate eyes. Okay, right, this is all mellow. Ooh, when you walked through the air, I knew it was too good to be. Whoops, sorry. So I say goodbye to a fantasy. Oh! Here we go, one more time. Pick up your boots! Try it again! Here we go, one more time. Hooray! Here we go, one more time. Pick up your heels! Do it again! Here we go, one more time. Hooray! So that's it.
Clank, clank! That was my granola spoon. Whoa! Who is this person? Oh. Stop everything. Spit out that raisin. Listen. That's awesome.
I couldn't play it. I'm sorry. I wasn't playing the chords. I'm too tired.
I love it.
It's too early. Oh. But yeah, so it starts off, but he does it. I don't play the guitar, obviously. I write the songs like this one, and then he plays it beautifully. But it's like all quiet. And then I was like, here's the part where we need to what? Pick up your boots! It doesn't make any sense. But we did it. And a couple people looked.
We got some head turns. Yes.
Yeah. We got some head turns.
That's the best. Anyway, I love it.
Yeah. Who are your shout outs?
Oh,
do
no.
Do you have to poop? Do you poop every morning?
What? Wow. Segue. I haven't yet. Usually I'm on the pot right around this time, you know? A few sips into the coffee and. But no, this is more exciting.
Okay, go ahead. So who are we shouting out?
Podcast clench. I'm clenching for you.
I pinch and clench for you.
That's right. No, who do I want to talk about here? I don't know. Yeah, we have a lot of fun people. Oh, I was talking with, and I might do this still. I'm waiting to hear back from her, but this lady with a genealogy podcast. Her name is Carolyn, and it's called From Paper to People. So if anybody likes genealogy, she's really like kind of funny and cool, and does a lot of different genealogy stuff. I don't know. This may not be the right target market for this, so I'm just going to leave it at that. But I like her a lot, and she read one of my little questions on air, and we're going to record a episode about old family recipes, because I'm really into that. This is one of my other hobbies, is, are you on the pot? Was that a toilet flush?
Yeah, but I'm away from the microphone, so I just went in.
Oh, sorry.
I'm coming back.
All right, cut this all out if you want. That's one of my little hobbies, is doing genealogy, family history stuff, and anyway, she's cool and funny, so... That's my shout out this week. Woo, doo,
doo, doo, doo. Yay!
Yes.
Excuse me. Yay!
And we also had a topic, a question come up. Shall we tackle a question? Would you like to do this? Okay. This one comes from Olivia James, and she is from the podcast Super Serious Social Justice, which they talk about topics ranging from disability to feminism to race, and they try to do it in an accessible and generally silly way. All right, so super serious social justice.
I like them a lot.
Yeah, and to women, shout out to Girl Power.
Yay!
And she asks, what is your favorite form of self-care? So I talked about the cool sculpting and diet and exercise and that. You know, just trying to keep healthy inside and out. That's mine. And to look good and feel good about yourself. So what is yours? I want to know about what...
Oh, geez. Yeah, it's going to be like psychological torture. mine is to be less analytical. Well, okay, so I started to feel a little sick. And instead of... I don't know if anyone's going to relate to this because I'm...
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding? Everyone will. This is like your whole story is kind of...
Well, what's my story?
Go.
Sorry. Well, I have, Jesus fuck. Excuse my French. You don't say that together in one sentence unless you want to be crucified. That's terrible. He died for your sins, people. Oh, everyone suck it. Good morning. 7:56 a.m. It's time. WKRP in Twink Town. Hey, fuck racism. That was a poster that I have on my wall from Fishbone.
Right, Fishbone.
Hey, so everyone, my self-care techniques are, if you start feeling sick, get some zinc pills.
That's good.
No, I did start to take care of myself by, instead of pushing through it, I really said, what if I were my own child? What? What if I really cared about myself? How would I treat myself in the sickness? And I said, I would go to the store and I would get some zinc gummies because I know that that works. And mm-hmm. then you eat those things. And then instead of going out, I laid on the couch and then I got orange juice and high vitamin C things. And I said, I'm going to care for myself as if a mother would care for a child. And
that's
I did
good.
That for myself. And But normally, I think a lot of women probably do this. You just push through it and go, right. Oh, it's just, you know, you just want to get through it and continue. And I go, I'm going to pamper myself. And that's I good. Also went to the Crazy Thai massage, which is again? Another form of care. Because a lot of people don't, what do you mean again?
Oh, not Korean day spa. This is Thai massage.
Yeah, these are the different things. These okay. are the ladies who like walk on your back with monkey toes.
Oh, cool.
And they like grab your back with their feet, and it's they do like little handstands and Chinese Thai kicks. They're really? Like doing handstands on your back. Yeah, they just hang like in the
Cirque
air.
Cirque du Soleil on your back. Yeah. Do they grab your flanks after cool sculpting?
There's
too?
A lot of and flank. There's the weirdest. Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of flank grabbing. There's some, and you're just kind of naked with your underwear, but then suddenly you're being thrust to sit up in no towel, just boobs, and they'll pull an arm over your head and do these weird things and pull like a leg up. And so you're just.
Wow.
Anyway.
So you like this because it's stretchy and mushy and gets the blood flowing? Or
I like it because it's $40.
Oh.
And yeah, but it is. You know how sometimes you go in and you pay a lot of money for these massages and they have the nice, like, Yanni, I don't want to embarrass you, but they do have a lot of his music playing. And it's, you know, it's like that. No, I'm saying I like it. I'm saying it's relaxing. Honey, go back to bed.
He just, I thought you were going to critique his massage style. Is he one of the fluffy, flu massage?
No, he's really good. It was last night. He was, I have a hot tub in my house and he fills it with vanilla like whipped cream and he hides in the bottom of it, and then when I walk in he goes surprise, and then he plays like a little song on his baritone sax, and then he gives me the massage. But he likes to do it where he hides his whole face in the whipped cream, so the only thing that sticks out is little mustache, because he doesn't want me to like look in his eyes. He doesn't want me to be distracted. He just wants to be like an invisible force. So there's just hands coming out, and then he massages me. But I can always see his mustache, just so I have a frame of reference where his face is, so I don't punch him. So, anyway, but he's sleeping now.
Ew. He. I thought he.
Damn it. Sorry. She's choking on her own spit.
That's about vanilla whipped cream that's getting in there. Thought he played pan flute. He played
oh
sax.
Yes, that too.
No, are you sure you're not thinking of Kenny G? Because I know you had a little tryst with him for a while.
Please don't say that so loud.
Shh. No, oh, nothing. Sorry.
Nothing. She was just saying, look at me, not Kenny G. This is getting crazy. Okay, he's back to sleep. No, he plays baritone sometimes, too, because he likes to put on underneath the whipped cream he has on a wig that looks like Kenny G. I'm just kidding. He plays the saxophone just to be like him, but only in private. Anyway, how was Mexico? Did you have a nice trip?
Oh my god. I'm just kidding. You're hilarious.
Hey, really. It's I think it's time, but do we want to answer the self-quares? Self-quare question. Quack 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 quack. Self-care.
Self-care. Yes, will you talk about how you would take lots of medicines for everything, but then you realize just to like clean your system out. I'm gonna let the dog out really quick because he's whining at the door. But will you talk about that?
Who let the dogs out?
I let the dog in, God. And I'm mad at myself for. No,
there's a Sesame Street that was. Do you remember Barkley, by the way?
Yes, Big Barkley.
Barkley. There was a whole song that goes in and out, is this what a dog's life is really all about?
Yes.
First he comes in, and then he goes out.
That's what he's doing right now.
So every time your dog wants to go in or out, please think of that song.
I will. Big fluffy barks.
Sister, I think it's time. Yes.
Yeah, it is.
We gotta
much.
Call it.
You're right. Okay. Hey. All right. Well, this
has
been fun.
Thanks, everyone, for joining us.
Yeah. Thank you for activating my cool sculpted abdomens. They are
worked out. Yes, I'm excited. Why don't you do, can you do a before and after? If you are accountable to the world, mm-hmm. you will keep up your possible hourglass figure.
Yes. Yeah, possible hourglass.
Why don't you post your progress? It would be cool to see.
I will. You can look at my little tree trunk body with two whittled chips out of the edge of it now. We'll see how it goes. Yeah, I will, totally. I like that accountability thing, too. That's a whole thing. So yeah. I'm down.
Be accountable.
All right, so... But to see the wild pictures, everybody needs to go to our Facebook group page. It's private. Ooh. And then we have also, I'm going to post the little movie of the Fishbone concert you went to the other night, the free one in LA, because you got a nice shout out from Angelo. I thought that
He was on stage. It was at MacArthur Park, which is someone left a cake out. And do you know that song?
No.
It's called MacArthur Park.
I know.
Anyway, it's a. Okay, well, who cares? But, yeah, the Fishbone concert was great. They were awesome. It was so much fun. Yeah, and Angelo saw me in the crowd, and he goes, "Hi, Julianne!"
I know.
It was sweet. It was... Yeah, and my dear mouse, who, like, I don't know where you saw that, but it's funny that that's the only video that you happen to watch where you happen to be calling out my name. That's weird.
Yeah, they posted it on the Fishbone official page. I think a fan did, or maybe one of the admins. But it was just a little clip of... what was it called again? The fascism song?
Subliminal fascism. That's fascism. Yeah.
So the end of that song, and then he talks in the middle of it, and then he jumps into the Pressure song. And so that little clip, that was when he did your shout out. It was just funny. I was like, what? He just said her name. So if you want to find out Ween's name, you have to go to our social media to find out, because he says
it. Starting to get exposed to a lot of really good, we're also getting, there's a lot of really good podcasts out there that is really interesting. And what's so funny?
I love you. I love you. You're the best.
I love you too.
All right.
Yay!
Mouse and
we
Ween.
Love you guys too. Everybody, it's a big old freaking love fest.
Fest. Okay.
Bye.
Yahoo. Bye.
Hi, we're the Podcast Discovery Show. We're a podcast that's about other podcasts, where every single week we have a book club style discussion about a podcast we recommended the week before, and then we recommend a new show at the end of that episode, and it's a fun, just great way to discover new podcasts.
And also on our feed, we have a show called Discovery Weekly, where we talk about everything else we've discovered throughout the week. It can be art, history, science, food. We don't care. If we discovered it, we want to talk about it. We are live streaming on Twitch, we're on YouTube, and you can find us anywhere you find your podcasts. And remember,
there's always more to discover.
This was a podcast of the Podfix Network. You can check out more shows like it at podfixnetwork.com.